everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Haven't Seen That Podcast, or YHST for short. I'm Isaac.
I'm Alva.
And this is a show where we cover movies on the growing list of films that has people asking us the question,
You haven't seen that?
Intermission edition. We will, again, eventually get back into the full movie breakdowns. Still figuring it out. And if you're not familiar, welcome to your first time to the show. We cover movies, like I said at the top, growing list of films, blah, 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 blah. But right now we are streaming live on TikTok. Alva, tell people where they can find us in the future next time.
They can find us at FOREHED Films.
That spells out Forehead Films. And, you know, hit the notification bell. Stay tuned. Keep an eye on our stories. We typically stream every Sunday, except for next Sunday. We're going to be skipping that. We got one banked, so we can take a little breather. But it's a holiday season, and, you know, we got to take a little breath here and there. At the time of this recording, though, if you're listening to the in the future, I'm not listening to the future. Ooh. Do you have psychic powers, people? Let me know. If you're listening to this in the future, we're recording the weekend of Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I'm still stuffed. I'm still feeling it, man. I'm like, I had to work on Saturday, but boy, oh boy, can I use a lot more sleep. Anyhow, because it was Thanksgiving weekend, we didn't consume a lot of movies. We did rewatch The Substance with my sister last night, and that is such a fun watch the second time around.
Creepier the second time around.
What'd you think? But we did rewatch Wicked. I'm so glad that we rewatched Wicked on Black Friday. I didn't have to get dragged to the theater or anything like that, because from the first time we saw the movie up until the second time, Alva was playing a bunch of all the songs, and I was starting to get them in my head. I mean, even today I woke up with like Popular stuck in my head. And
what is this feeling?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
My God. So I've said it before, musicals are on really the bottom of my list for movies to go run out and check out. But rewatching this as like a non-musical lover, I guess, for lack of better phrasing, I got to enjoy the music a ton more. Like, I was waiting for the songs, and the emotional moments hit even more. It still didn't feel like a long 2-hour, 40-minute movie. It was wonderful. You got to pick out some of the little Easter eggs in there I might have missed the first time, and especially having done a little more research and seen more interviews and stuff like that. So it hit a lot more. So I can see why your reaction to the movie the first time you saw it was like so huge.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah.
What was your experience the second time around?
I loved it. I cried harder. But I did see more of the Easter eggs that I missed. I also paid a little bit more attention to the set design, the costumes, and everything like that. So it was kind of making me want to watch it a third time, just to kind of just watch it one more time for fun.
And I'm very thankful, too, that even though it was a week after, that there still weren't people that were singing in the audience, but you showed me that they're finally going to start showing sing-alongs.
So sing-along, there's going to be a Wicked sing-along. I think that one's coming out December 25th, the week of Christmas. I'm just not sure if it's going to be at every theater or just select theaters, but I'm pretty sure I can let you guys know once I find out.
Did we miss any fun? You know what? Let's talk about the box office of that movie as of this recording. I mean, if you're keeping an eye on any of like the headlines, any of your Instagram, social media posts, it's just like, Wicked takes a box office again. Wicked beats out such and such. Wicked, Wicked, Wicked.
Because I know now this week, since Moana came out, that might have...
Barely, though.
Barely.
Yeah.
It was the highest grossing movie based on a Broadway musical, definitely, for sure.
Did it beat out Into the Woods? I tried to watch that one. So. I couldn't. I had to shut that one off. Into the Woods. Sorry.
It did make worldwide $358
million. Hell yeah, man.
I know the budget was $150 million. Did better.
I'm expecting that movie to continue to grow in the box office. And rightfully so. Like I said, we were watching a documentary as we were setting up for this episode. And it was the documentary on like the making of Wicked. And one of the most emotional parts of that documentary was Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande trying out for the roles and them caring so much about it, even in just the talking about it, or when they finally got the part, they were crying. And that's why I feel like the movie worked amongst like a million other things. You want something that people hold dear to be taken care of for from the director mm-hmm. to the casting, every little tiny bit. I mean, Christ, between then and now, I learned that like the opening scene of the Munchkin Land, they actually planted 9 million tulips?
Yes.
Poppies.
No, tulips.
Tulips, okay. I'm still not going to watch it a third time, but if you haven't seen it, go see it.
I'll make you stream it a third time. This movie had like, I think the longest of it being made. It started like in late 2022. And because in 2023, because of the strike, it stopped. Mm. So then it finished finally filming in January of this year, which was a couple years to make.
The fact that it stopped and then picked up and it was still an amazing, phenomenal movie. It's a phenomenal movie. That's amazing. That's a testament to the work that went into it, because there are times where, you know, people lose that momentum because of strikes or whatever else may happen, and the movie just goes right out the window. Sometimes you can kind of tell when that switch happened. But anyways, Wicked. We love it. Go freaking watch it. Man, really do find the time. Anyone that's in the chat and anyone listening, God, please do find the time. It's an amazing movie. And this is me, someone who's not really into musicals. We're still not going to be able to see in the Pantages, those bastards.
It's okay. That's your grudge.
Yeah, whatever. I think there's a theater in OC that our fan is telling us about. So, all right. So we haven't talked trailers in a while. We did watch Moana 2 today, this morning. But, you know, we wanted to cushion this episode, our discussion, with going back to like trailers and talking about the movies that maybe we're excited to go see and maybe some of them that were not. Which I'm glad that we're cushioning it with trailers, because... spoiler alert, after we saw Moana 2, I was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? So we'll get into Moana at the end. So making you stay tuned. That's what the radio shows do. Okay, let's talk about like a non-cartoon movie, because everything else on this list is basically like cartoon-esque. So there was a movie coming out. Oh, I forgot who directed it. But anyhow, it's coming out in January. I want to check it out because it's an interesting concept, and it's called Presence. And basically, it's the story told from the perspective of the ghost haunting the house. Now, there was a
movie. That's new.
Ish. There was a movie that came out a few months ago. I still didn't get a chance to see it. It might still be showing on Shudder, and it was called... why did I just blank out right now?
Well, you think of that. The director is Steven Soderbergh?
Soderbergh,
whatever.
In a Violent Nature. That's just my brain. I had it in my head. This is why I write stuff down, is because I have these moments. But In a Violent Nature, it was in the perspective of the serial killer. I heard it was a miss because, you know, a lot of horror films and suspense and thrillers are told using, you know, viewing things from the perspective of not the killer, from the victim, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I still want to see it because it's just such an interesting concept. So I'm just very curious how this movie is going to play out. There wasn't really a lot revealed in the trailer. Like, you know, you're just sort of this fly on the wall floating through the house and you're like, watch. It's.
I liked it though, because it
sounds creepy though, like in a bad way.
Well, no, because like if you're thinking about it, it's about what the ghost in the house. Uh-huh. So like, what would the ghost be doing? It's basically third person. So it kind of like, it makes sense and it's not really giving much.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
It just, you know, like you get like your typical stuff of like stuff flying off the shelves or like the lighting going all haywire. But it's, I don't know. I'm glad that the trailer didn't reveal much, and it did what a trailer is supposed to do, which is like entice you to go see it. But I don't know. It might flop. It might be good. Who knows? I don't know. But I want to see it as well, as I'm saying.
That's why it does have Lucy Liu.
What?
Yeah. That's the whole thing. That's why I like the trailer, because it didn't give anything away. It just gave you like the set.
Lucy Liu, I'm in. I liked her in Red One. Mm-hmm. Okay, now moving on from ghost stuff, because yes, we're spooky people and we're always going to watch creepy and scary movies. Which one do you want to talk about?
Which one?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, okay.
So the trailer popped out and it was a teaser trailer of all teaser trailers. I was kind of curious, like, why are they making this movie? Are they going to do anything new with it as far as a story? And the trailer that you got, as epic and big and bombastic as it was.
Bombastic.
It kind of was like shot for shot, exactly like the animated movie from DreamWorks.
Yes.
It's great. I very, very thoroughly enjoy that movie. I mean, I am kind of somebody who, you know, does, if there's a cartoon, it is kind of fun to see it in live action. As long as they can keep those same emotional beats. I don't think The Lion King
Lion King.
Well, no, I'm jumping around. I don't think the Lion King did that as far as like something that went to live action, quote unquote live action.
Got it.
Because it's all CG. But I do want to go see it. Not because I think this is okay. Bear with me. Not because I think that it's going to be good, because I hope that it is the exception and shows people like, look, if this is good, like live action, this is a reason to do live actions, you know, even if it is like beat for beat, like the old story, like it's still more of a, not necessarily a reimagining, but just, you know, it coming to life is kind of cool. We don't have to use your imaginations and see what it's like, because they're doing it for us. Now, does it feel like a cash grab? Yes. Yes, it does. Of course.
Duh. I mean, that's what Moana live action is doing too.
That's true. Oh boy, we'll get to that in a second. So that trailer came out. I do want to see it.
I did not know it had Gerard Butler and Nick Frost in it.
Oh, Nick Frost.
Yeah.
Now, I think they voiced character. I know Gerard Butler voiced this character he's playing, the dad.
I haven't seen any of the... I seen the third one because I think one of the kids had it playing and I just like sat down and watched it.
Okay.
But I have not like voluntarily sat to like see one and two, which I feel like I need to do.
Now, in the vein of live action movies or adaptations, whatever the hell you want to call them, there was a more extended trailer to Mufasa. And we covered this quite a few episodes ago when they announced Mufasa. It kind of was like a little under the radar, right? And it's the story of, it's Mufasa's origin story. The trailer looks great. Like, it looks like they fixed the whole thing where the animals look too animalistic, like animate them a little more, you know? Because I complained about the first Lion King adaptation, the live action, again, hard air quotes adaptation, where it's like they're having this like really intense dialogue, but they're like cleaning themselves like a cat would. I'm like, no, I get it. It looks good. But, you know, my only problem, I have two problems with what I think how this movie's going to feel. Is compared to the first one, like color wise, it's like really oversaturated, kind of like with Furiosa.
Okay,
I had a problem with Furiosa where it's like, whoa, a little too much of a pop of color. You get a little disconnected. And if you're watching a movie where the whole point of it is to, you know, connect with these characters or feel what they're feeling, you want to, you know, be immersed in it and not have it so big with the pop of color, which is why bringing it back to Wicked, because everything is connected to Wicked, which is why John M. Chu didn't want Wicked to be so oversaturated with their color, even though people were complaining like, oh, Wicked look undersaturated. He's like, no, I want it to feel real. I want it to feel lived in. And real life isn't exactly like that. So that's one of my problems with Mufasa. Secondly, and this is real nitpicky, so bear with me, but you know, I'm a nerd. The camera's doing way too much. You know, the first one was so amazing at the very least with like, and again, hard air quotes camera because it's all CG, right? It was just doing too much where I'm like, okay, it's just feeling that much more fantastical, you know, but of course we'll see how that all plays out all together because it's just a trailer, right? But I was kind of losing something. It feels like it's going to lose something for me, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's just the thing that I noticed. It really stood out in the trailer where I was like, wow, that just it's just doing too freaking much, and it feels like yet another cash grab. I mean, Mufasa is a huge character. Mm-hmm. Is he? He's not. James Earl Jones isn't.
No,
voicing the late great James Earl Jones.
Mufasa's Aaron Pierre.
Okay, what was your feeling on any of the things that I talked about? Sorry for talking a lot.
Well, I gotta give my thoughts about How to Train Your Dragon. For Mufasa, I just felt like it was a better trailer. In the first one, so it kind of got me a little more excited to go see it. I did like how the trailer did begin, because it wasn't like...
Oh, with Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, okay, this is cute. All right, I'm in.
I'm in it for Seth Rogen's Pumbaa.
I just want to hear the laugh. No, but I'm kind of excited to see how they do it and how they're going to be telling like the whole story of it.
Yeah, where did that separation happen from Scar and Mufasa? So, I don't know. We'll see. Next on the list, Minecraft.
I don't want to see this one.
Even from the first trailer, I was like, whoa, they're making a Minecraft movie? Surely that can't be good. And it doesn't look good.
I did not know that they were making a Minecraft movie until I overheard you and your brother talking about it Thanksgiving. And I'm like, Minecraft movie? What? I'm like, this is not for me. This is not my audience. Definitely.
Another thing to lose me is Momoa, Jason Momoa. I've said it before. I'm way over Jason Momoa. I don't think he's good. He lost. He lost the it for me. Mm-hmm. Jermaine Clements in it. Cool. And then, you know, Jack Black is Steve. Now, I'm not going to hate on Jack Black choosing to do this. Because, like, I feel because he has kids, it's like, you know, a lot of other actors that have kids, they take some of these roles for their kids. Like, it's a fun side quest. So, like, why not? And I'm a big fan. I have a tattoo that says how much I love Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I feel like it's going to be real cookie cutter with, like, the same kind of, you know, stupid jokes, maybe going a little meta here and there. I haven't played Minecraft. I don't know if the people who played Minecraft are going to be like, oh my God, they really did a good job with Minecraft.
I don't know. That's one thing that I'm just like, we're going to have to find out. But I don't, it's not one of my, I'm going to run to see this movie.
No, it's so heavily green screened or blue screened or whatever. And of course, like, how the hell else are you going to shoot this movie? But it just feels silly. Why do this? You know, like, remember when they did years ago when they did like Battleship? You're like, wait. How the hell is a board game a vehicle for storytelling? Barbie, we thought was going to be stupid. That was actually a really great movie. So, you know, I'm mistaken sometimes, but this one just doesn't look like it has any redeeming qualities to it.
I think if it didn't have Jason Momoa, maybe it would have been redeeming somehow.
I think the opposite. Even though I don't like him, I feel like, well, at least we get to laugh at some stupid Momoa crap.
I guess.
So yeah, the extended trailer to that it didn't draw me in even more. So, but I feel like I have to go see it because of what we do. Am I expecting it? And I already have a sour taste in my mouth for sure. But the movie might surprise me. It might be like, you know, the next Avatar.
Hey, don't go that far.
No, not. And there's just a quick discussion, like, as far as a movie that we want to go see. Sonic 3. Silly video game adaptation, sure. But they were enjoyable. They were surprisingly enjoyable.
Yeah, even the second one was enjoyable.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's not going to do big things as far as, like, you know, how to do video game movies. I still think that it's easier to do video game adaptations in a series format. But finally, after, you know, moving past Ugly Sonic, and doing right by this character, they're actually kind of fun. I'm not gaining a lot from the movie, but I just go like, all right, I want to see what silly antics.
It's just a fun movie kind of thing, like a fun little nostalgic.
Favorite is Idris Elba as Knuckles.
I
haven't seen the series, by the way.
Neither have I.
And never did I, never have I ever think that Jim Carrey was ever going to play Dr. Robotnik. Did anybody have that on their bingo card? No. And it's wonderful. Because I love Jim Carrey and he's silly, as you can tell. That's all Elvis thoughts in Sonic 3.
Yeah, I don't have really much on Sonic 3.
and of course, as far as side quests, and I don't think Keanu Reeves has any kids, but like, he's going to play Shadow? Cool. Why not? He was in a Toy Story movie.
But the difference between like Keanu Reeves and like the actors who have kids to do kids movies is he actually does it because he wants to go and get those, reach an audience. And like the other ones are just doing it for the kids. Like, why not let me do this for my kid?
That's true. He is, I think he has done some more video games. I'm not in the video game realm. This isn't my area to talk about. But yeah, he's been involved in some stuff. He's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Good casting for Shadow. Why the hell not?
Last but not least, my least favorite of them all.
Last but not least.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you don't have your headphones on. You couldn't enjoy that.
No, I could not. But I'm just going to ha 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 ha. I think it's the one that...
I told you I would make a button of it, and I did it.
Dun, dun, dun. I think with this one, it is Snow White. Before I go into the negatives on this, Gal Gadot is amazing. Looks amazing as the Evil Queen. Even like a little bit of the... Like the outfit... Like everything from her outfit. Even Snow White's outfit. There's some things that are being kept true to the cartoon, the actual one. The only thing that I do have here is I do not like the actress for Snow White. I just feel like they could have maybe picked somebody else to do that one. And at first, I didn't even like that they picked Gal Gadot to do the Evil Queen. Because I felt at the time that she was picked, everyone was picking the ones that were in bigger movies. So Gal Gadot was was doing like Wonder Woman and all that stuff. And that's when they kind of started announcing things. And I'm just like, eh, okay, cool. But yeah, she's not my favorite.
So this trailer is not the first one. This is, I think, the second or third trailer.
I think the first one was just a teaser trailer.
Yeah. And you get to explore more of the world. And like Elvis said, she looks wonderful. Like, you feel that evil queen vibe. And so I'm all on board. Like, yeah, same thing with you. I didn't think that was going to be a good casting, but all right. Gal Gadot's evil hot queen stepmother. Don't look at my browser history. And same with Ziegler. Isn't like, well, we talked about it before, but like the fairest of them all. How's that going to play out?
Well, I think that was a whole controversy about it, but I just felt like, I don't know why, she does really good at singing and stuff like that. She has a good voice, but I just felt like it is not the first one that I would pick to be like, that is Snow White.
I do feel like Disney misses the mark with casting these really iconic princesses. Maybe a hot take. I don't know. Maybe you guys agree. But like, I don't think Emma Watson worked for being Belle in Beauty and the Beast. I love Emma Watson. I just didn't think that was the correct casting. I didn't feel it, you know? I didn't hate the fairy tale world, the fantastical world. Like, that part looks amazing.
Trailer looked good.
But then we got to the dwarves. We finally got to see the dwarves.
Let me just say.
Usually, you guys, I have like the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, let's see how it plays out. Dude, I hated this shit from the first glance. I go, what the fuck is this? Uncanny Valley is
the term. There's CGI. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I am disliking a little bit of this movie.
It was the CG for the dwarves was very Polar Express.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, but, how did this movie take us back another, you know, 15 years, 20 years?
But like the whole thing, it was like interviews of, you know, other actors and stuff like that being asked, did you audition for this role? And then they're like, no, because they picked this one person just to do all the CGI for it, just to be, you know, all that. And I think they...
So like the motion capture.
Yeah, they missed an audience. They missed an opportunity to give a voice to a community.
Yeah, to the LPs, the little people.
And I think that's why I kind of am a little disliking all this kind of thing, just because it just seems like a slap to the face to them. Like, we're not going to have you. We're not going to... try to, and I know
Martin Kleba.
Yeah, he. What else has he been in?
He's been in stuff.
But I felt like maybe even he could have like voiced concerns on that.
He was in the Lily Collins Mirror Mirror in 2012.
Oh, okay.
As a dwarf.
What else has he been in?
Pirates. Yeah.
There we go. Pirates.
That's it. I was like, I've seen his face in something. Pride to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Okay. So other than the controversy of like taking jobs and opportunities away from other people and give it a voice to the community, as far as like the technical aspect of the dwarves, like I get it. It's been done before, namely in Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where they cast just one little person, Deep Roy, I think his name is. And he was every single Oompa Loompa, and he literally like acted out every single role, whatever. And it was like technologically amazing, but you are taking the jobs and opportunities away. But it looked kind of cool. This was not that, because this is full CG, no matter if it is mocap. I don't know how else they could have done it, but it's 2024, you know? They have time to clean it up. Like, there are other movies that have done facial deepfakes or whatever. Like, it's been done correct lately. Why the hell does this look like absolute crap? But so I watch this YouTube channel called Corridor Digital, and they show like a lot of how CG's done and how things can be like comped in. There's all the visual, they're visual effects artists. It has been done before. There are ways to do it. There's a million ways. Whatever all those ways are, they fucking didn't do it in this thing. And it looks bad. It looks really bad. Uncanny Valley. If you're not familiar with Uncanny Valley, it's like things look too perfect. Where it just doesn't have the natural flow and like facial movements and stuff like that. In other words, it looks fake, you know, like too perfect. No matter if they did the mocap, like just...
I just very Polar Express.
The rest of the trailer, the rest of the world looked kind of amazing. And I was, you know, I was kind of apprehensive about this movie and I was kind of genuinely impressed. And then I saw that and was like,
nope.
Who shit the bed?
Yeah. It was like, okay. It showed me what I wanted to see how they're going to be portraying this movie and keeping like a lot of like the original stuff in there. And then here we go. And then your last glimpse, it's like, if that was the case, you should have just kept that to yourself.
Oh, interesting. Why couldn't this one get like the Batgirl treatment where it just gets like locked away forever?
But I feel like I still have to see it just to see how it goes.
Yeah. So that one, I guess excited is not the word, but because, I really want to see Gal Gadot just fucking kill this role. Oh,
for the evil queen. Yeah.
Going to have some new searches.
Ew.
Okay. Let's talk about another Disney movie. The one that we saw today, Moana 2. What did you know going into this movie? What were your overall thoughts and feelings? Because we did cover the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't know what the whole storyline was going to be or anything like that. I didn't know.
Did you like the first one?
I did like the first one. I think we saw the first one twice, maybe.
I don't remember. I know we saw Frozen twice.
What? We saw Frozen 3 times. Yeah. I think I was just excited to just see it again, but I just didn't. I don't know. It wasn't getting my attention. It didn't grab me like the first one did.
So quick thoughts on the first Moana. It was visually stunning. It was a very beautiful movie. The story was lovely. You know, I like when Disney isn't just telling like this quest story, but like a story of discovery, you know, with the backdrop of like this beautiful, you know, like the Polynesian people and whatnot. A little bit of a history lesson, I don't know, whatever. But and you get, you know, Dwayne Johnson singing, which is whatever. But like it looked, the first movie was stunning. It's just a stunning movie. I freaking cried in it. Is there a movie I'm not crying in? I didn't cry in The Substance. And so we've seen that, you know, when we saw the trailer was done well for part two. And I was like, oh, man, looks like they're going to hit those heartstrings, whatever. So I had that mindset going into it. I think like immediately from the start of the movie, something felt off. Something felt disconnected already. It was in the actual animation itself. I was like, wait, why does the animation feel cheaper? Now, it's not bad animation, but if you're comparing it to the first one, and if you do a side-by-side, you're like, oh, dude, this feels a little rushed. And after we've seen the movie, I discovered that Moana 2 was not actually supposed to come out as a movie. It was supposed to just be a whole series on Disney+, which explained a lot.
I wish they would have kept it a series, because I think I would have been so much better. You can explore certain characters better. Because they introduced new characters and I felt I couldn't connect to those characters that were being brought on. It was just like, here's new characters. These are the names and there you go. But it's like, where's the little, how are these all connecting and everything like that? And I think also the music didn't really connect with me as well. Like the first, like it didn't want to be like, what's it called? Like how Dwayne Johnson goes, you guys can sing during Moana 2, it's fine. That's what it's for. And I'm just like, there is no songs that I'm hearing that I'm going to like be catching my attention to be singing.
He said that in response to Wicked.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, no, you paid your hard-earned money. You should go sing. It's like, no, dude, do that in a sing-along. You know, people that haven't seen the movie, whatever. In the first movie, there's this turmoil. Something has to get resolved as well as like, you know, this quest to be had. And these backstories and emotional layers. This didn't have that because everything's all fine. And it does pick up. I think it picks up like 3 years after the first one.
Yeah.
And everyone's all good and dandy. So like there's no character exploration as far as like Moana's character is concerned, as far as Maui's character, not even the people of the village. No one. It's just like, no, we're all good. We're just going to, you know, team up and then go do our quest. I wouldn't say it felt cookie cutter, but they did hit a lot of those same beats because everyone's like, okay, well, everyone liked Hey Hey and everyone liked Pua, so let's make sure we throw them in there.
Love Hey Hey. Alan Tudyk.
Yeah. The lazy writing. It felt like lazy writing. Now, Isaac, it's a kid's movie. No, I know. And Disney does a really good job of like making Disney movies feel very deep and bigger and enjoyable for
and having like a deeper freaking meaning. The kids don't see it until later on. Like, damn, why am I even crying in this movie? Didn't make me cry.
No, this didn't have any of that.
It was a fun movie.
You know what? Yeah, it wasn't a bad movie. If you have kids, you take them to go see it. It's great. It's fun. You're like, oh, that was cool. I chuckled and that's that. But just, I took nothing away from this movie. And that was that. I wasn't bummed that I went to go see the movie. It didn't feel like a waste of time or anything. But I was like, oh, okay. I felt like I could have just streamed that at home.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like I needed to run to go see it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. Like, was it like Frozen and Frozen 2?
Yeah. So it kind of, it makes me a little scared of like, oh, wait. So if that's how they're going to treat this property that everybody loved, which was, you know, it felt rushed. Like, are they going to do that to the live action Moana? Is there going to be a moment where we go, we just need to stop doing the whole live action thing? Or
we'll see where that goes.
Or stop with sweet sequels. Because like, I'm excited for Frozen 3. Frozen 2 freaking killed in the box office, dude.
There's a Frozen 3 coming out?
2. Yeah. I mean, they kind of like had open-ended like that.
I must look this up now.
But yeah, it was an okay movie. There's nothing more to talk about. That's why I said at the top of this, I was like, dude, I'm so glad that we're cushioning this episode with trailers and stuff. And
there is a Frozen 3.
Yeah. The story is not done yet.
No. I think the only like live action one that I am looking for is Stitch, Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
And I really hope they don't mess that one up. I really hope. But
I hope they don't mess any of these movies up.
Yeah. Pua, the pig, I felt like is my second favorite character, but Hey still holds the number one spot for me. I don't know if it's him being chaotic or just ditzy or whatever.
You know, they did, by the way, they did abandon the very end of the first movie where it's like the people rediscovered, you know, the kind of people that they are, they're adventurers, they're out to go discover. And then where this movie picks up, it's like, no, they're staying back on the island. And then she's doing the exploring. Mm-hmm. There was some beats that felt cheap. They were really trying for it. They're like, well, people like that in the other one. Let's throw that in there. You know, it's like they were cooking just right out of a recipe book, as opposed to just like with their feelings, and it didn't feel artful.
Yeah.
But the kids will love it. You know, there's a bunch of kids in the theaters and it was fun to hear them like, Moana.
Oh my God. They have to enjoy it. The whole, what we see like today at 11. So it was mostly like a parents taking their kids to go see the movie. I think this is the only time that I do not mind that people are talking.
Could you imagine? Could you keep your kid down?
Yeah. I did not mind, I didn't mind them, you know, eating snacks and having all that. Because I am watching a animated movie. Mm-hmm. Disney animated movie that a lot of kids like.
And other Disney movies, I never had that feeling of like, oh, I'm watching a kid's movie. This one felt like, oh, shit, we're watching a kid's movie. We should have streamed it.
I do want to buy the Hey Hey Lego set, though. I forgot to mention the dates for some of these trailers.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
For these movie releases. Yeah. So Presents comes out January 24th, 2025. Then we have Snow White, March 21st, 2025. Minecraft, of course, is in April 4th. And How to Train Your Dragon is June 13th. And those are all the ones that are coming out next year. The one that is coming out this year, this month, is Mufasa, and that one's coming out on the 20th.
Okay, so let's play our Rotten Tomatoes game. Hold on. This is a segment of the show where we have the other person guess what the Rotten Tomatoes score is, just for fun, shits and giggles. The score from 0 to 100, 60 being fresh. And Alva, I ask you the question, what do you personally give Moana to?
I give it 67, just for Hey Hey.
And what do you think critics rated it, and what is a popcorn score?
I think critics might have rated it like a 60. I say they gave it a 63.
Uh-huh. Audience?
Audience maybe gave it like, I'm going to give it a little bit more, like a 68, 70.
You were really close with the critic score. Critics give it a 65, so barely fresh.
Okay.
An audience, I imagined, I kind of figured this was the score, 87. The audience liked it a crap ton more because, like I said, it wasn't a bad movie, and it's enjoyable. It's a popcorn movie, but...
I'll probably go rewatch this movie again if it streams, just to see if I like it the second time.
Well, all right. And that was our Rotten Tomatoes score. you know, I'm going to hit you with a little bit of trivia.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
Let me go film at life right now.
All right. Now, this is the second segment of the show where you get to watch Alva freeze up because she sucks at
I have trivia. Test anxiety. If mind blanks everything. I don't know how I made it this far in life.
All right, just a few questions. Why not? And we'll make you feel good about this.
Okay.
So this is Disney oriented, because why not?
Crap, here we go. Everything's gone in my brain.
What food is Tiana famous for in The Princess and the Frog?
Beignets.
Which Disney movie features a character named Baymax?
Big Hero 6.
See, these are easy. What is the name of the demigod who accompanies Moana?
Maui.
Look at that, making it feel good. What is the name of the teapot character in Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, Mrs. Potts.
Who composed the music for The Lion King?
You asking me this question. I'm not going to know this. I'm going to know this. No, I don't, but I'm going to beat myself up for it. Blank.
Elton John.
I knew it. See, who voices they told you.
Who voices the character of Elsa in Frozen?
Elsa?
No, it's a...
No. I asked you the question because... Yeah. Gina Menzel?
No, it's Adele Dazeem.
Oh, my God.
Which Disney animated film was the first to receive an Academy Award nomination for Best Picture?
Snow White?
No.
Wait.
You know this one.
Oh. For Best Picture?
You already guessed it wrong. It's Beauty and the Beast.
Damn it.
In what year did Mickey Mouse make his first appearance? Exact year? Wow.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
1928.
What? You didn't give me
Ow! Fucking A. I think I'm going to have her put the headphones back on. Christ. Two more. Who is a composer for the music for The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, my God.
I need to put a timer on this thing.
Danny Elfman.
Okay. Yeah. What is the name of the chef in Ratatouille who aspires to be a great chef?
I don't know this one.
Despite being a rat.
I don't know this one.
Remy. Oh, here, okay, fine. Let's end on a good one. What is the name of Pocahontas' pet raccoon?
Miko.
And there you go. Do you feel good about that? No. You got a lot more right than wrong.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed at the ones you got wrong, though.
Elton John, yeah. I told you I was going to... You went too fast. My brain could not process the question before I can even, give you the answer.
All right. Well... That was a whole crap ton of fun. You know, I'm up in the whole production shit on this. Was this annoying? It's fun. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? I ended up too fast. All right. Let's wrap this crap up.
Okay.
Hit the wrong one. I got it. There we are. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the live and listening to my silly little podcast. If you like what we do, please support us. Go to our Venmo at YHSTpod. We appreciate it. And it's the holiday season, you know? Help us make this worthwhile. Other than me just love enjoying doing this with you, dear. I love you. Hey. But in the meantime, let us know all the movies you're excited to go see. People can find us where, dear?
They can find us on FREHED Films on Instagram and TikTok.
That's Forehead Films.
Yep.
Because the person that still has a correct spelling of forehead just hasn't relinquished it, damn it. Mm-hmm. But let us know what movies are on your growing list of films that has people asking you the question, you haven't seen that? Adios, folks.
Okay, bye. Thank you.